SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Three people are dead after a shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. The campus is for grades K through 12. At a news conference yesterday, Madison Police Department Chief Sean Barnes clarified that it was a second grade teacher who made that initial 911 call, not a second grader as was originally reported.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher.
A teacher and a teenage student were killed. That audio, courtesy of WKOW-TV. Hi, upon Johnny reports the FTC is working on new rules to protect consumers from junk fees.
Consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. Those fees could include things like resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other miscellaneous extra charges.
And new regulations are on the way to protect consumers. A man has been found guilty in the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee.
The verdict was guilty of second-degree murder for Nima Momeni. He had claimed self-defense, that Lee was the one who attacked him with a knife, angry after the tech consultant chided him about spending more time with his family instead of searching for a strip club that night. Lee's death raised doubts about public safety in San Francisco. Brooke Jenkins is the local DA.
We are a city committed to accountability. We are a city committed to public safety.
Brother Tim says justice was done.
What we wanted the outcome for this trial to be, doesn't matter whether it's murder one or murder two, it was that Nima Momeni is not, that Bob's kids do not have to see him on the streets again.
He could get 16 years to life in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. It may come as no surprise, but churchgoers, by and large, cast their ballots for Donald Trump in the recent election.
The Public Religion Research Institute has completed a deep dive into the election results, and one of the things it has discovered is that the more frequently a person attended worship services, the more likely he was to cast his ballot for Mr. Trump. 88% of white evangelicals who go to church at least once a week voted for the president, compared to 77% of those who seldom attend. The same pattern held for Catholics who also voted for Mr. Trump in large numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson accused of telling colleagues that, quote, Jews control the university and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves. This is SRN News. New charges have been brought against a suspect in the United Healthcare CEO murder. More details on that from Haya Panjawi.
The defendant is charged with one count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg at a news conference. Luigi Mangione was already charged with murder in the killing of Brian Thompson, but this terror allegation brought forward by Bragg is new.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder.
A charge like this is brought when an alleged crime is trying to intimidate or coerce people or the government through murder, assassination, or kidnapping. Thompson, who was 50, was shot dead as he walked to a Manhattan hotel where Minnesota-based United Healthcare was holding an investor conference. I'm Haya Panjwani.
On Wall Street, Dow futures right now pointing higher. They're up by 108 points. S&P 500 futures up 17. More on these stories at srnnews.com.